He just didn't have chemistry with her. I mean, he kept her around, maybe for, like, comfort.
Maybe.
Maybe because he did know her.
But here's the real tea.
Are you guys ready for the real tea?
Hey, guys. I'm Veronica.
I'm Vanessa.
And welcome to Twin My Heart, the podcast. Each week, we spill all the tea from the latest Twin My Heart Season 3 episodes.
Like breaking down the moments you saw on screen and all the behind-the-scenes moments that didn't make the cut.
It's the final podcast episode of this season. Today, we're going to be discussing episodes 11 and 12 of Twin My Heart Season 3. So, if you haven't watched them yet, pause this. Please go watch them right now.
Yes, come back and listen to this podcast after you've watched the last two episodes on Awesomest TV's YouTube channel, because there will be major spoilers ahead, including who won Nate Wyatt's heart.
So much tea is going to be spilt.
Yes.
Poured.
And
sipped
on. All right, so we have so much to discuss. Mm-hmm. But before that, we are going to be answering dating and relationship questions that our Twin My Heart fans sent in through Awesomest TV's Instagram.
You guys sent in some good ones, so let's get into the first question.
Ooh.
Why has Ronnie never been on Twin My Heart?
Oh, what the? We can't skip that one. I
like being a host. I think I would do really well on a dating show if I was a contestant. But me personally, I don't want to be the one looking for love. I don't really have a reason to at the moment. I just love being matchmaker, Cupid.
Even if it doesn't work out, which I know a lot of people complain about on this show. But you know what? At least we're creating friendships and having people meet each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're very hopeful about this season. What do I do if me and a friend like the same person?
Okay, here's some tea. That's actually happened to you before, Nessa.
It has?
Yes, it happened to you.
It has. Okay, so.
So please elaborate on this.
I was liking this guy a while back, and my friend, she told me, she was like, don't go for this guy. He's bad news. Such a player. He is not the guy for you. Trust me, like, just do not talk to him. So I'm all like, oh my gosh, what a great friend looking out for me. And about maybe 2 months later, well, it is revealed to me by her that she likes this guy.
Oh, so she had a motive.
So she basically liked him the whole time.
And you want to know what's even more tea? This has happened to you twice with a different friend liking the same guy as you. And, like, feeling like they have their claim on this person.
Look, here's what I'm going to say. So, to answer the question, it really depends on your friend. Like, let's say they like your friend more and you can tell. And if it was me, I would just let them be. Let them have their relationship. Let them figure it out and do not get in the middle of it. And yeah, it sucks because you also like that person, but it's way better to just let them be and not start drama. But if this is a friend that you're not necessarily super close with, and like you can tell that, you know, the person you're liking is not really into them, but they're really into you, then see ya to that other friend.
Oh my gosh, I really wish we could say names.
Ronnie.
You know how upset I was when that happened to you? Because that friend did you dirty. Like, the guy clearly liked you more than her.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever.
Twin My Heart, the podcast.
Let's get out of here.
I need some water after that.
Okay,
almost went down the wrong tube.
Okay, but in all honesty, what a great friend I am.
You are, and that's what makes me mad, is that people take advantage of your friendship sometimes. Okay, anyway,
how can I make conversations less awkward when I'm talking to my crush? Ronnie can deal with this because she's awkward.
Sometimes I just feel like, if you're an awkward person, I feel like you just gotta own it. Like, yeah, I'm awkward. Because at the end of the day, if you're trying to be someone that you're not, you're just going to make them fall in love with someone that you're not. So, like, if you're going to make someone fall in love with you, make them fall in love with your awkward side.
Also, I think we talked about this in earlier podcasts, but it is so important to get to know the other person. Like, you can talk about your life, But also, like, ask questions. This is a good one. Y'all can use this one. If you could go back in time and experience any historical event ever, but you don't get to change it. You don't get to alter it. You just get to be there and experience it, and no one sees you or anything. What event in history would you go to? That is a great question. It's a great question, and the answer will say a lot about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously be like, why? Why would you go back to this time? And if they talk about something, you know, they love, then you talk about what they love. And people love to talk about what they love. So, yeah, you can even Google questions, too, that are more than just, what's your favorite color? How do you go from the talking stage to the dating stage? It depends on what you consider as dating. I consider dating when you're officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, that's...
And the talking
you talk
stage,
first, yeah. And then you date when you become boyfriend and girlfriend.
And I think how you get from the talking stage to the dating stage is with time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give relationships time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, unless you just know, there's been people who just know that they like that person and they just immediately start dating. But I usually give the talking stage a good 2 months. I think 2 months is when you really get to find out someone's true colors, like the end of the 2 months.
That really is so true. Like, it takes about 2 to 3 months to really, really get to know someone. Fun fact, there's been several times where I've been in the talking stage and I was not ready to get out of the talking stage, and the guy got mad at me because they wanted to move to the dating stage, but because I wasn't ready, they were all like, you hate me. That's not it. I'm just not ready yet. Chill. And then they freak out, and then I'm like, we'll see ya, you weirdo.
Because then they're like, what's the difference between what we're doing now versus like becoming boyfriend girlfriend? Ugh. It's gonna be like, we're gonna be talking more. Like,
it's just like,
shush it.
Do you know how many times that has happened?
It's happened to me too. It's just unfortunate. And I think when you find someone mature enough to just understand that you have a pace,
it's called respecting each other. If you want to move fast, but the person you like doesn't want to, then just...
If you like them,
respect it.
All right, next question. What do you do when you have a crush on your best friend, but you're afraid of ruining the friendship? I got it. So there's that song on TikTok called like, let's ruin the friendship. So you get your phone to film that TikTok with your best friend, play that song, and there you go.
What?
That's awful advice.
Okay, don't, I'm totally joking.
Do not do a TikTok trend to test out the waters of a relationship.
Here's the deal. For the most part, you will know if someone likes you and if they're your best friend.
It's just, if it's up to you if you want to take the risk. I would ask other people that see your guys' friendships. I would say like, hey, do you think this person might potentially like me? And people could be like, no. Or they may, yeah, could be. So you just never know. Just, you got to be careful and follow what your heart says. Next question. What are good first date spots? I'll tell you what's not a good first date spot.
What?
The movies.
Oh,
worst date spot ever. Also, going out to eat tacos. No tacos, no wings, and no movie theater. What are some good first date spots? Depending on your age, I would say like the mall, like kind of like shopping, driving to like a gas station, getting like slushies, and then going to like a viewpoint, if you have viewpoints where you live, or like going to a place where you can see like the stars, or maybe like your town or something, or taking someone to one of your favorite places to eat,
mm-hmm.
somewhere mm-hmm. where you can just sit down and talk. I think communication is so important.
When should you have your first kiss?
Whenever you want. We had ours when we were in kindergarten. No, look, go at your own pace.
Whenever it feels right for you.
If it's like you're right there in the moment, just like, go for it if you want. If you don't want to go for it, you don't have to. Like, we've clearly seen on Twin My Heart season 3 that
you can say no to a
you
first
can
kiss.
Say, yeah, you can say no to kissing, and it's okay. What's the best way to get over a broken heart? Oh, did you know it's like scientifically proven that it takes about 18 months to get over someone? If you've been the one heartbroken.
18 months and 27 days.
So that's a long time. I sometimes don't think that's true, though. I think that's just the average.
My answer is Jesus.
Pray.
At least for me, I fall back onto religion and my faith and family and the support of my friends. And for those of you who do not have like a faith or believe in anything, I think the support of your friends
mm-hmm. And just talking about it and being open. You really have to protect your heart and be careful of who you give your heart to, because people do take pieces of it. You just have to do things for you and take it easy. Do not go and rebound. Do not use people as rebounds. That's even worse. I've been a rebound. Yeah, hashtag rebound Ronnie. No. She literally, like, guy after guy was like,
they're just like rebounds.
No, and then it turned out he was using her as a rebound.
Yeah, and then they turned out, one of them turned out that he was still with the girl. And I was like, what the?
Rebound Ronnie.
Yeah, it's important to heal.
You need to heal before you can move on. Otherwise, you're taking all that baggage with you. All right, next question. How can I nicely reject someone who has a crush on me?
Oh, I don't know. It's so hard to reject people. It's really hard,
especially if they really like you.
It's one of the hardest things to do because you know at the end of the day, like, you're just hurting someone.
If you don't like someone, tell them immediately. Like, don't
lead them on.
That's bad. It's not good. And then if you do like someone and you talk to them for a bit, but you realize you don't want to continue talking to them, you know, just be as nice as possible. I think I said this earlier, but in my experience and some of my girlfriend's experiences, some guys can be kind of crazy and will not let you go.
Yeah.
Like, chill out. So what? This girl doesn't like you. Boo-hoo. It hurt your ego. Find someone else, you stupid. Don't call them stupid, because that is not nice.
Just say very nicely that.
But you can literally say it in the nicest way possible and they still won't leave you alone.
Then that's when you gotta get cold-hearted and be like, block them.
Block them.
Block them.
And, like, just distance yourself as best as you can.
How do you break up with someone?
It's kind of similar to the question. It's very similar.
I think breaking up is one of the worst things ever, especially if, like,
especially if you really, like, love them and, like, care for them, but it's, you know, easy. It's best for you.
It's easy when you know it's coming. I think some of the best advice, if you know you're about to be broken up with, break up with them first.
I learned that in middle school.
Some girl was like, oh my gosh, so-and-so's gonna break up with you tonight. And I was like, not unless I do it first.
Okay, don't take Ronnie's advice. But let me tell you, one of the best things I ever did was when one of the guys I was dated, like, freshman year of high school, he wanted to break up with me. And I was like, okay. And he was like, that's it? And I was like, yeah. And, like, I was devastated, right? Oh, I was so sad. And he was like, that's it? And I'm like, yeah, you don't want to be with me. Why am I going to argue? You made up your mind. He's like, but you don't want to fight for me or anything? And I'm like, you don't want to be with me, so why? Like, okay, see ya. And that was it. And it ruined him. I mean, it didn't ruin him, but he was like, what?
He was like, what?
She didn't fight back?
And I think to this day, he regrets it.
I think so too.
Because he still DMs me.
Ooh. Anyways, how can you tell if you're the side chick?
You can't.
You can't tell.
You don't know if you're the side chick unless he literally says to you, hey,
you're the side chick.
Like, I'm talking to someone else.
The more, like, I grow up and mature in life, I've realized that I've been a side chick before and I had no idea, because this person told me that they told their mom about me.
Bro, that is too much.
Honestly, so that's why I say I really don't think you can tell if you're the side chick unless someone tells you.
Unless they really go out of their way to show you that they like you. And
he came over to the house. He took me on dates. He brought me stuff. He met my parents. And I was still a side chick.
Well, you're right, because he went out of his way to, like, show you he liked you.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. You just don't know. And that's the thing that sucks. And it's very unfortunate that we cannot answer that question because we ourselves do not know. I don't know if I've ever been a side chick or not. And I probably have.
I will tell you, though, how I got over it was knowing that the guy was just trash and I was better than that.
Okay, last question is... is Nessa dating Nate Wyatt? What?
What?
No.
No.
You guys.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's a funny question. Whoever asked that, that's funny.
It's very funny.
That's comedy.
But it's not true.
No. Not true at all. Look, Nate is a very nice, genuine guy. He's handsome. He's smart. He is kind, has a kind heart. Again, and we've said this throughout the entire podcast, that he's definitely very different from a lot of the people we've met in LA. Mm-hmm. But I don't like him in that way.
Yeah, no.
Even when we first met, it was never really something that came across my mind. So
yeah, we're just friends.
Want to know where you can get the Twin My Heart hoodie seen on the show? And special Twin My Heart t-shirts? Go to www.awesomenesstv.com/merch to order today.
They also make a great gift, just saying.
So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Order today and tell a friend.
All right, let's get right into episode 11, the second to last episode of Twin My Heart season 3.
What a journey.
So we have 3 girls left, Erin, Monica, and Brianna, who have all formed a connection with Nate. But before we get into the challenge of the day, can we talk about the TPing of the house?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to.
We have to.
You guys.
That day, I woke up and was told by, like, the producers that the girls had TPed the house. So I'm, like, imagining the entire house is TPed. And I'm like, what in the world? And we go, and I'm kind of disappointed it was just only the pool and, like, the gazebo. But thank God it was only the pool and the gazebo, because that would have been horrible if they did the whole house. But they left, like, the note and stuff.
And this is the real tea.
You guys, we're in a pandemic.
Oh, she said it. Why would you take up all the toilet paper? Like, literally, people are going to watch the episode and be like, toilet paper wasters. And, you know, it kind of hit close to us, because I know that we had to send toilet paper to some of our family during, like, mm-hmm. earlier times in the pandemic, because they couldn't find toilet paper anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, and our mom, she always is stocked up on toilet paper no matter what. So we were fine with toilet paper. But it was still hard to find it. And, you know, so the fact that the girls asked Paul, not our dad, but
the COVID compliance officer,
he went out of his way and went into different rooms of the house, which the crew was staying in, and took, like, the crew members' toilet paper rolls to give to these girls, because they were like, Paul, we need more toilet paper. We ran out. And Paul was like, oh, yeah, I'll get you some. So he genuinely thought these girls really needed toilet paper.
And you guys, you got to understand, like, when you're on set and when you ask and receive, like, you ask for something, people who are, like, PAs, like, production assistants, or just, like, Paul, for example, the COVID compliance officer,
they'll get it for you.
Yeah. And I just got mad about it. Sometimes I'd like to think that maybe I was a little bit hormonal.
Because, like, everyone else wasn't upset, but I was.
I was, like, so mad.
She was really mad.
That's why I was like, maybe I was hormonal or something.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Still, it's not really, it wasn't really cool. Like, also, this is another thing. We're adults. Like, come on, that's high school stuff. Like, what are they, children? Literally, I was literally thinking that if I was in Nate's position and the guys that were, like, trying to win my heart TP'd the house, I'd be like, what the? Y'all are out. I'm not dating you guys. That's childish. That's childish behavior.
That's just my opinion.
Like, it added good drama for the episode. But at the same time, I think a lot of people could agree with how Ronnie was feeling. So Ronnie expressed it to y'all. You guys don't need to send them hate or cancel them because they TP'd.
No, it's fine.
That's just too much. Look, it happened. It's fine. We told them why we were mad. Obviously, we're in a pandemic.
We told them before the challenge of that day. We were like, the challenge of the day is
clean up the mess you made.
And then they're all sitting there like,
like, what the?
And then they realize Ronnie's mad, and they're all like,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, don't mess with me, my toilet paper.
But yeah, no. Again, but you guys do not cancel them, please.
They apologized to everyone that they needed to apologize.
Yeah, they know they dumb messed up.
They cleaned their mess. They were just like, oh, but it was just a fun joke. And I was just like,
I think
At this point, they'd rather be canceled than be yelled at by Ronnie.
That's scarier than getting canceled.
Stop.
Being on Ronnie's bad side.
Oh, you know. you have a point.
Okay, so we get into the challenge, and it's the Little Red Bucket Challenge where they have to write songs. With little kids' instruments.
You can literally see the look on my face. If you go back to these episodes,
you can just see how mad I'm just Ronnie standing is. There. They're like playing with little kids' instruments and she's all like
No, we're mad. Sitting there watching Erin try and play a switch she's got and her fingers are just shaking. They're like that was like, oops. I didn't mean to make them that intimidated. they're all so nervous around me early, the rest of that challenge.
But yeah, so they all wrote songs. And I mean, to be honest, Monica really did kill it. But like, okay, I'm going to just say
it. Are you going to be honest? No.
I'm going to just say
it. I don't know. We're going to sound mean. Nessa.
I'll say Look, it. For Ronnie. For the girls who, look, none of these girls, like, studied music or musicians. Ronnie and I are classically trained. We sing. We write songs. You know, that is our second language, is music. And it is very hard to not be, I guess, judgmental when it comes to those types of things. But, look, they did, but I'm very proud of them because they really did their best. And it is not easy to get up there and sing a song that you wrote. And it's not easy to even write lyrics.
And on top of that, it's not easy to perform in front of Mad Ronnie.
And the guy you like.
True.
There's a lot of factors. Who also is a good singer and musician. Like, these girls really put themselves out there. And I... very, like, kudos to them.
But let's be honest, Monica's was the best.
Okay, we were just given the okay to say that the editors of the episode put music behind them just to make them sound a little better. So,
they did okay, all right? They did okay. Was it the best performance ever?
No. But they did their best, and that's all that matters.
Yes,
and
that's what counts.
That's what Nate was looking for. It was just their best. And it was endearing to see.
Me, on the other hand, I was not looking for trying their best.
Ronnie was just mad at them still. So she was sitting there judging them like she was Simon Cowell on American Idol.
Putrid. Ronnie. You are not going to Hollywood. You're going home. Next.
Ronnie.
Oh, it was a bit. I was going with the bit.
Okay, but did you see how I was? I was like, oh, Ronnie. That's how I always am when Ronnie's mad. I'm like, okay, I just like ignore Ronnie. Okay. What happens next?
Freaking Nate pulls another like what is this episode? Like, we tell him that he needs to eliminate someone and then he's like, okay. And then he's all like,
let me pull Erin to the side. Erin,
can I talk to you privately? Without discussing with
Nate
us.
Nate talks.
Erin, I need to talk to you privately. And then he pulls Erin.
Outside.
And then boom, just eliminates her.
It just
goes to show you that.
That's not scripted.
Yeah,
even,
like, it's not
even eliminations is not scripted.
And he just didn't have chemistry with her. I mean, he kept her around maybe for like comfort.
Maybe
because he did know her.
But here's the real tea. Are you guys ready for the real tea? She's all like, she's leaving, right? So she's packing up her stuff, getting ready to leave. And Nate is all like, she has my sweatpants.
Guys.
And I said, Nate, how in the heck does she have your sweatpants? And he said, she has my sweatpants. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, and I want them back. And I was like, what? And I'm like, okay. So he was like, so I'm gonna, is it okay if I go meet her in the courtyard? And I was like, okay. So he goes out to the courtyard and meets Erin while she's packing. Like, he's already eliminated her, right? They already said their goodbyes. So she's back, coming back, and she's like, here's your sweatpants.
It's so awkward.
And all of us, we didn't record this or anything. We're all just like staring.
We're all like, what?
What is going on? And I'm like, okay, one, Nate, sweatpants? You gave a girl sweatpants? Like, come on, a hoodie. hoodie. Like, hoodies are so cute. Like, you can wear them as, like, a dress. And it's just, like, a cute little look. But sweatpants?
Come on.
I was really confused. Anyways.
And then...
This is the part that confuses me. He comes back inside without his sweatpants. And he's all like, yeah, I told her she could keep them.
To remember me by. What the? Which you was, just eliminated this girl.
And then you let her keep my sweatpants. He's all like, I want my sweatpants back. And he's like, you can keep them. I think it was kind of like a sweet gesture for him to be like, no, you can keep them. Like, it's fine. But also, it was just such an awkward thing that all of us went through. And we didn't even bother to film it. But yeah, that's some tea right there. Like,
yeah.
I think the bigger tea is, how'd she get the sweatpants in the first place?
You know, there are a lot of mysteries about Aaron that we will just never, ever find out.
So yeah, the elimination was very shocking.
Oh yeah, very shocking. I don't think anyone, like, especially the other girls, saw that coming.
Yeah, well, I kinda. She, like, never went on a one-on-one date with Nate. Yeah, and true. The only solo date they had together was her Jenga date. The Jenga Truth or Dare date. So, like, the signs might have just always been there.
Let's just get right into the moment that everyone has been waiting for. So, episode 12, which is the season finale.
Crazy.
Yeah. The final challenge in every season is that the last two people they plan a special one-on-one date. They, like, have to plan this. On the show, on the past seasons, we've had dates that included painting and playing with Legos to just talking on the couch.
Oh, Brandon.
So, Nate and Brianna do their
pizza.
Cute.
But it's, like, super surface
he makes, level. Yeah, stuff. He makes her eat a mushroom. Yeah, like you said, it's very surface level.
But they, like, they go sit and talk, and, like, they have good conversation.
Yeah, and they look so cute together. You could tell he loves to kiss her.
Yeah, it was a very cute date.
I love cooking. If that was, like, something that I had to do, I would have loved it. I would have had so much fun with that kind of date.
Oh, yeah. Making pizza. I make bomb pizza. I actually make little pizza rolls. I would have done that. I would have said, we ain't making pizza. We making pizza rolls. And then he would have been like, ooh. And I would have been, pizza rolls. Who doesn't like pizza rolls?
So, like, after they're making the pizza, they're, like, cuddling on the chairs and stuff. So, I feel like her love language is very, like, very, what is it? Physical?
Physical touch?
Yeah, which is actually my love language.
Isn't my love language too? Physical touch? I think mine is words.
Words of affirmation?
No, I don't know. Is it something that I like or that I give?
I have no idea. I just took the quiz and it was like physical something. So, like,
we got the same thing one time.
I love hugs. I love holding hands. I love cuddling.
Yeah,
she does. Like,
yeah, kissing, words, like, of affirmation. But I love to give words of affirmation too. I like to make people feel good.
Gifts, word. I don't know what yours is.
I like to give.
You just don't remember.
I like to give. Okay, so, and then Monica and Nate's one-on-one date is a go-kart date. It's not actually go-karts. It's like those, like,
little hoverboard
thingies on, like, a little contraption that looks like a go-kart.
Which I told Aaron, not the Aaron on Twin My Heart. Aaron Burris to purchase one because Alex got him a hoverboard for his birthday, and I was like, Aaron, you gotta get the go-kart thing that we had on Twin My Heart
because they're so much fun.
Nessa and I were riding with them with Tina and some of the other crew.
Literally, like, she was charging them the night before, and I was like, oh my gosh, is this for the one-on-one dates tomorrow? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, where's Nate? And they were like, he's inside filming. And I'm like, see ya. And I, like, zoom off in one of those. And I'm like, just zoom in on those things.
They were fast, too.
And then, keep in mind, the property is huge. And then it starts to die on us when we're all the way across from, like,
oh my gosh, we were so far away. We had to
walk
them
back. They're heavy. So.
Yeah, anyway. Because
she was charging them, but, like, they weren't completely charged. So she was, like, charging them, and then we take them and then make them dead.
Anyway, so. Their date was so cute. I love go-karts and just racing in general. And, you know, of course, Nate just can't let anyone win. So,
freaking Nate, come on.
I was rooting for Monica.
I know. It looked like she looked like she was doing well.
Yeah.
But then they sit and have like their little picnic.
So cute. And then so the Polaroid pictures. Oh, it's so sweet.
I
want to
take Polaroid pictures. Well, I have some film photos of that I've taken before
of a guy.
Like when I've gone on a date.
Yeah,
but those will never be released because he stopped talking to me, so and he's never getting those photos either.
No Instagram content for you. So she does talk about her last relationship because it ended in, they talk about it right here, it ended in August, and she is talking about how it ended August, and is it too soon? Is she even ready for a relationship right now? And that's what they're talking about, because like, is she over her ex? And remember when we were talking about like the hot tub mm-hmm. thing, mm-hmm. like how she like quickly went skipped to the next question of never have I ever.
Right. Oh, so they just, so I wonder if she was,
I don't know. I mean,
over her ex.
I'd like to think she is, because like, otherwise why would she be on a dating show?
Well, they continue to make out, so it must not be that big of a deal.
Again, turn down the kissing. Come on. Okay, so it starts to get really emotional.
I feel so bad because Nate starts to cry.
Like, sobbing crying. Like, poor guy.
And I think what it was is that he really felt bad saying no to one of the girls, and I also think he was just thinking about his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really just like strung a chord in him, and he just felt so bad because he was mm-hmm. liking them both, and just like, you know,
yeah,
it's hard to like break up with someone.
Also, kudos to Nate for not being afraid to show his emotions. Like, you know, earlier in one of the podcasts we talked about how toxic masculinity is a huge topic mm-hmm. in a different conversation. And I think we can kind of talk about that right now. You know, guys are supposed to seem tough and okay all the time. But the fact that Nate was so vulnerable and just willing to show his emotions, I think says so much about him. And that, and you know, when you feel things, you feel things. It's not good to bottle them up.
Yeah. No, it's not. And I really appreciate his vulnerability and just honesty. I'm so dumb.
You are.
I'm all like,
I literally just had the same thought of
it. He's like crying. And I'm all like,
I'll make you feel better.
Here's the reason why was that his merch, like we had laid all the Twin My Heart merch behind that couch for like the crew and stuff, and his was just sitting there and wasn't like, he wouldn't come get his merch. So I'm all like, oh, we'll just give it to him right before eliminations. So that was my plan, and he's all crying, and I'm like, I know something that will make you feel better, and I just grab it. I'm
so bad.
I know. It almost seems kind of insensitive, but it was like, I knew it would make him laugh.
It could have come across as insensitive, but at the end of the day, it made everyone smile. And, you know, he kind of came back to like, okay, like the reality that he's got to make a decision. And like, you know, usually we kind of talk about what's going to happen right before eliminations. Like with you in season one, we had a pretty good idea of who you were going to pick
mm-hmm.
because we had like low-key discussed it. Because like, you know, we do that thing. And then same thing on second season with Franny.
Yeah,
we had an idea of who.
Oh, Neza, we didn't know
with Neza,
but Franny, we knew who she was going to pick.
So just like Neza, Nate would not tell us who he was going to pick mm-mm. because he did not know. He genuinely had no idea who he was going to pick. You know, we get to the barn, freezing barn. Last time we got to stand in that barn.
One of the nights it was pretty warm. Decent.
I think it was that night, was it not?
I don't remember.
Well, but he's still like, you know, feeling uneasy. We both are like, I have no idea what's going on.
If you guys look at my faces during eliminations, you can see that I'm just like, well, one, trying to stay warm. Two, I tend to like smile in awkward situations. So I'm like trying not to smile because I feel awkward.
If you go back and you look at my face, I am a nervous wreck.
Ronnie's
well, I'm also nervous too.
Who's he gonna pick? Oh my gosh, I gotta know.
Like, here's the thing. Ness and I are hosts, but we are low-key living vicariously
through what's happening.
Like, we are watching the show, if you think
live.
About it. Live.
Through we're invested.
We've been invested this whole time. So I am a nervous wreck.
Mm-hmm. Same. It was... Ooh, I was nervous too. If you go back and watch our faces during all the eliminations, it's quite entertaining, me and Ronnie's faces.
And I'm going to make sure and say this one last time. This is going to be a very big spoiler. So if you have not seen the episodes for some reason and you're just listening to the podcast, I highly recommend you just go watch the last episode right now.
So that way, know who wins.
That way we don't spoil it for you. Okay, last warning.
And here it comes.
Here it comes.
The spoiler. He eliminates Brianna.
And, you know, I think that's what was hurting him a lot, because I think he could really relate to the fact that she was a single mom and he grew up with a single mom and he just didn't want to do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had seen what was going on with his mom's love life. But
Monica and him just had a
really great chemistry. And at the end of the day, I think we all know that Brianna is such a strong, independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier we were like, what can she not do? Mm-hmm. And I have no worry that she's gonna find the perfect guy for
no
her.
Doubt. Oh yeah, she's gonna find someone absolutely amazing.
I wish she could have brought her kid to set. That would have been so much fun.
I
could have babysat.
I'm not sure if I'm a good babysitter.
That would have been a great challenge.
Kids tend to really like me and then they cry for some reason.
Think about it. Next season of Twin My Heart, baby challenge.
No.
The toddler challenge. See how they do with kids. It says a lot about someone. Just saying. Anyway, you know, and I just want to reiterate that I don't think Nate didn't choose Brianna because of the fact she has a kid. I think it's just because he didn't have chemistry with Brianna.
Mm-hmm.
That had nothing to do with his decision. He loved that she had a kid. Has a kid.
Yeah, that was like not the reason why at all.
But so he does choose Monica. Monica wins his heart. It's pretty obvious.
And they have a final like one-on-one day in the gazebo, but we didn't really show much of that. They continued to just kiss and talk about their future. It was like really such a cute moment.
They literally can't keep their hands off each other. It's so cute.
I know.
But then after that, one way we were celebrating that it was like we were finished and we had wrapped the show is we were all in the living room playing video games. Yeah. And
I kept beating everyone at Mario Kart.
Nate is so competitive. He was so focused on the screen. I think he forgot about Monica.
Well, obviously he remembered Monica.
He remembered Monica after he like the game was, but like during the game, like he was like in racing mode.
He was trying to beat me,
you know,
and he couldn't.
He was really good. Okay, anyway.
But he couldn't beat me.
This whole Twin My Heart experience, yes, it was a little bit different than the past seasons, but I think this has been one of the best seasons yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun.
So very much real.
So many lessons to learn. Mm-hmm. Life lessons to learn from this.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed having a group of girls this time. Because I thought it would be kind of crazy.
Me too.
And I mean, I feel bad that I assumed that girls would bring a lot more drama.
Yeah, but you know, but at the times same time, are different now. Like times again, are becoming different.
We talked about girl love and how much girl love the girls had for each other, and they're all still friends. They're yeah. like hanging out and stuff, which is absolutely incredible. And I'm so happy that they were able to form friendships out of this experience.
Me too.
I think that's so sweet.
I don't blame them for wanting to not be friends with me.
Ronnie, we didn't get the chance to even really talk or get close on that level.
So if you're wondering like, why aren't the twins hanging out with them? That's because why? We didn't get to bond with them as much. I say we had more of a bonding experience with Nate
more than anything.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, kudos to Nate for being vulnerable and willing to be on the show. We know this isn't easy. Mm-mm. And also, we don't know what's going to happen with Nate and Monica. But at the end of the day, I'm happy for them.
Me too.
Even if it doesn't work out, you know?
Yeah. Can we talk about this real quick? Like, you know, this was filmed in a week.
And, you know, like the other dating shows are filmed for months.
Like 3 months, maybe no, even more.
More months. Like they film it for months.
And so like, they really get to know people.
And they don't give them their phones. Or they don't nothing. Give them like access to be able to contact their family. They don't give them access to go see their family.
And like, Twin My Heart is not like that. It's just a week. And so it's like, it's almost like, okay, so two people can be a match for that week. But if they last, like, and if they don't last, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give them, like, several months to at least make that decision, like, if they're going to continue dating or not. Like, you know, Neza and Vince.
Yeah, I was about to say.
They really hit it off.
They dated.
They were official.
They met each other's families.
It was a for real thing.
And then it just didn't work out because that's what dating is.
And you can't get mad that something doesn't work out, you know? And like, I know some of y'all get like, mad.
What's the point of this show if it doesn't even
but I even promise work out? You when you date someone and you end up finding out that you don't really think that they're the one, you will then understand Twin My Heart. Yeah, for the most part, we really hope that Nate and Monica just have a great relationship, and
no matter how it turns out.
And it was just such a fun experience to hang out with all the girls and get closer with Nate
and the crew.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was like a little
bubble is stuff. But dang,
you guys, what a crazy season.
Also, don't forget, we have reunion episodes coming up soon, and they are spicy,
you guys. We did film those. Mm-hmm. And it gets crazy.
If you can't get enough of Twin My Heart,
then why not wear it?
Check out our new Twin My Heart merch line, where you can find a selection of hoodies and t-shirts in a variety of colors. My favorite items are the cropped hoodies and the t-shirts.
Well, I love hoodies, and these hoodies are so soft and so comfy.
Go to www.awesomenesstv.com/merch to order yours today, and why not tell a friend? Thanks for joining us on this final episode of Twin My Heart, the podcast. If you want to know what's next for the couple, look out for Nate and Monica's Where Are They Now episode coming soon to Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel.
I'm so excited to see that. Mm-hmm. I need the update right now.
Also, don't forget we have reunion episodes coming up, and they are spicy.
Muy caliente.
Oh my gosh. And if you like this podcast, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow Twin My Heart, the podcast, on Spotify.
Thank you so much for listening and giving us your time. We love you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.